Welcome, guys. It's Lily, and this is my first podcast. And I'm actually using Anchor, which is this really good app that helped me start my podcast to be able to put it up here because I had no idea what to do. Well, it was amazing. So if you're trying to make your own podcast, I suggest using Anchor. So yeah, let's get into this podcast. So I'm an equine, and an equine is basically someone who rides horses or who is into horses, and you're basically an equine. So, or instead of saying equine, they're equestrians. And I'm an equestrian, so I ride horses, and actually on May 9th, it'll be my 2-year anniversary riding horses. So I'm just going to tell you guys like how I started riding horses and where I am now. So when I first started, I had gotten on a horse when I was, I don't even know what age, but I was like, it was for a birthday party or something. And I got on a horse and I really liked it. And I was like, I want to start horseback riding. So, oh, and also I started watching YouTube videos, and one of my favorite YouTuber rode horses, and I was like so happy that she did, and I was like, oh my god, I want to get into horses and be like her. So I was like, Mom, can I get into horses? And she was like, okay, I'll try to find a place. And we found a place called Davy Ranch. I'm not there anymore, but we found a place called Davy Ranch. And I started with this coach named Jackie, or Jacqueline. And I was really happy to do it. So I got there, and I was put on a horse named Candy. Or no, My Lady. I was put on a horse named My Lady because it was my first ever lesson. And My Lady was the easiest horse. She was a little bit older, and she knew a lot of things. So I was put on a lunge line, and I was just walking around because it was my first lesson, of course. And we were just walking around, and she was teaching me how to like sit in the saddle properly, how to stop, how to do all these things so I would know when I'm getting more advanced. And I absolutely loved the lesson. My mom, there were these little tables, not table, but like chairs to sit on. And my mom would sit on those chairs, and it's under, like, a cover. But before I started riding, I definitely did not have anybody get the horse, put the tack on. The only time that I had that was not even at Davy Ranch. It was, like, a lot later, and it was because we were running late, so my trainer just tacked up the horse. And that's if we're running late, and we weren't running late that day. So we did it. And I was riding the horse, and I was, like, so happy to be riding the horse. And I was just, like, and my trainer was, like, oh, my God, have you ridden a horse before? Like, actually riding one, not just, like, a pony ride? I said no, because she was telling me, like, when I got more advanced, that I was doing so good. And I just, like, she thought I was been riding for a long time. And I knew how to do it, but I actually wasn't. And I guess she found that all from a walk. But I love my trainer. Okay, and then as lessons got on, I started riding this horse, Candy. And this horse became my ultimate favorite horse because she was just the sweetest, and we just had this special bond, and I absolutely loved her. So basically I started riding Candy, and that's when I started getting a little bit more advanced, meaning like trotting. I know you guys are being like, wait, trotting's advanced? Well, I mean like from the walk. So with Candy, because My Lady was a little bit old, we didn't want to make her trot. I did trot on My Lady, like, twice, but that was just that. But when I started getting a little more advanced, I went on Candy. So when I was going on Candy, we were trotting, and it was, like, absolutely perfect. But I had learned how to just sit trot because I didn't know how to post. but I was always on the lunch line. And then I was off the lunch line and doing a trot, and I was sitting. And then my coach was like, come into the middle and stop. So I came into the middle and stopped, and she goes, we're going to go on the lunge line and do posting. So I was posting at that time, and that was okay. And then I got a little bit more advanced, and I started riding, and she started me on this horse, Pretty Boy. Even though I've been riding Milady and Candy, those were just like beginner horses. Pretty Boy, he was very pretty, but he was a brat. He was like a bully, a brat and a bully. And he was so mean. And basically, I was riding him the first time, and he didn't want to do anything I wanted him to do. But we ended up having him do it. And sorry, I'm yawning. I'm tired. Well, he didn't end up doing what I wanted to. And then my coach put him on a lunge line, and she kind of like made him do it because she was connected to him, and it was like, and it was kind of crazy. But anyways, so the next lesson with Pretty Boy, it started raining just a little bit. It stopped after, but there were people talking. There was like a lot of people talking, and I was fine with that, but he wasn't, because he always wanted to go to the party. So we were trotting, and it started raining a little bit. He was doing this, and my coach was just like, you gotta kick him, because I was always afraid to kick a horse, thinking that it would hurt them, but me, little self, didn't know that it would actually help me. But yeah, I kicked him, and he started doing what I wanted. And then she was like, we can try trotting. So we trotted on the lunch line, and then she was like, let's trot on our own. So I was fine with that. We were trotting on our own. And then there were more people started coming, and dogs started coming to talk. Not talk, but like the dogs started coming to be pet, and the parents were talking really loud. So then I went over to, I not went over to my mom, but like I always had, when I was walking around and giving Pretty Boy a break or any other horse a break, I always went to go get a drink, like a sip of water, because we had just been exercising. But I was fine with that. That was like okay for me. And at that time, my mom always stayed at my lessons. So, yeah. And I was just basically a little girl. Even though I'm not much older right now, I was still a little girl. But anyways, I went over to get some water, and that was fine. But then we started working again after I gave him a little break. And he wanted to go get over the parents, and there was a nail sticking out. And he ran my knee so hard into the fence. Yeah. He was a little bit of a bully, like I said. He ran my knee really hard into the fence. And I started crying. I stopped him and I started crying. And my coach was like, are you okay? My mom was like, are you okay? I'm like, uh-uh. I'm not okay. Like, well, I was crying so hard, I couldn't say I'm not okay. So I was like, like nodding my hand and being like, like doing like a little bit of a sound to say, no, I was not okay. And the nail got pushed into the wall from my knee. Like, that's not supposed to happen. I had this really bad bruise on my knee, and my knee was killing me. But then again, next week, I went riding. And I just loved it. So I got more progressive on Pretty Boy and stuff. But Pretty Boy, another problem with Pretty Boy is he has a best friend named Coco. Coco is actually Milady's son. Milady got pregnant with a... There was a competition, and a A horse, a male stallion, got out and into Milady's stall. Milady got pregnant with Coco. And then Coco was born, obviously. And Coco was born, and then that became their new horse. So they have Coco and Pretty Boy being the bestest of friends. So whatever Pretty Boy did, Coco would do. Whatever Coco would do, Pretty Boy would do. It's like crazy how much of a bond these horses had. So yeah, that's something I want you to know before something I say. And so I just kept riding Pretty Boy. And then and then way later, when I knew how to canter just a little bit, I wasn't really into cantering, I was progressing, but I didn't really know how to do it. And I had entered Pretty Boy and Me, because I had actually had a bond with Pretty Boy, even though he was a bully. I still love that boy. And now they're trying to sell him. So I feel bad. Trying to sell that horse. No one wants to buy it. I feel really bad. But yeah, they're trying to sell Pretty Boy. I don't think they are anymore. The last time I saw that barn, they were, which wasn't in 2019. So I don't know if they still are or if he got sold. But I remember last time, no one wanted to buy him, which was really sad. And I didn't think he needed to leave that barn because his best friend was there. And he had so many friends there as horses. And people loved him. Some people. Okay. And basically, one day, I was riding Pretty Boy. And there was another coach, Valeria, in the arena. I was going to say pasture, but in the arena with one of her students. And one of her students was on Coco. And I was on Pretty Boy. And we had split the arena in half. But I was going to do a jump, which was on our half, but where I ended, I had to circle around to Valeria's half. So Jackie said, it's okay, they'll understand. So I asked the girl riding Pretty Boy, not Pretty Boy, riding Coco, if it was okay, just so Coco wouldn't do anything. And she was like, yeah, totally, it's so fine, because that girl was super nice. And then Valeria came in and said, no, you don't tell my girl to move, and you're not going in that, and you're not going to pass our thing. And my coach was being very reasonable and really nice. And they started, and my coach was being reasonable, and Valeria was not being reasonable. So Valeria was, like, yelling at me, telling me, get off of our half, don't tell my girl to do anything. And my coach was like, don't talk to my student like that. Because my coach loved her students so much that she would stand up for them to anybody. So my coach was standing up for me like that. And she was like, don't talk to my student like that. That's not okay. And I was like, I was just standing there while they were saying like that. And I was like, I just need to get by. And I don't want Coco and Pretty Boy to like follow each other since they're best friends. She goes, no. I was like, okay. And basically it went from there, and Valeria told the whole story and said that my coach was being mean instead of her being mean and saying that she was being reasonable to the owner of the barn. My coach sadly ended up getting fired, which I think was very unreasonable. But it all started coming down at the end where it was really nice, and now she has a happy ending. So, my coach was Jackie. And I was originally doing speech, and when I got out of speech, my mom got a text from Jackie saying, I just got fired from this was in October. And her birthday was around that corner. And she was like, I just got fired from Davy Ranch. And I started bawling my eyes out. Like, you don't even understand. I was crying so much. Whenever I heard those words, I was crying so much. Another yawn. And, my mom was like, do you want to stay at Davy Ranch and go with another coach? Because I had created this really great bond with Jackie. Or do you want to go to Jackie's barn where she keeps her own horses and start training there? So that barn was originally not... So Davy Ranch was not close to my house. It was in Davy, and I had originally lived in Hollywood. So... if you guys don't know how far that is, like, half an hour, 20 minutes. And basically, I'd been at Davy, and I was just in the areas of moving to Davy. And Jackie's barn, where she kept our horses, was actually right across from my neighborhood that I was moving, 2 seconds away. I could literally walk there. And I did walk there one day. Not like for horseback riding, but like just to see her. So, yeah. And basically, I went there and I trained with her horses. And I met Sky, Vegas, Johnny, and Sassy. And then Jackie, we'd been like training there, going on trail rides and everything, and I just loved it. And on the trail rides, I was riding Sky, and she ended up cantering, and I loved it. I was smiling so big, and that's how I started getting into cantering. And we had been there for such a long, for a few months, and then Jackie was like, I want to switch barns. So we switched over to this barn called, I don't know what it's called, but it was basically this really nice barn that Jackie was going to lease, and it was, like, super nice. But the owner of it wanted her doing everything for him. Like, get me this, get me that, get me this. Can you go get milk? Do this, do that, do that, do this, do this, do this. So she had her own apartment, and a barn, and really nice barn, and there was this really nice jumping arena, and everything. It was so nice. And I just, like, loved it. But, she hated that he wanted her to get everything. So, she was like, no, I can't do this. But she didn't say, no, I can't do this. The owner said, I want you out by Wednesday for his brother or family member to live in the apartment that Jackie was living in. So he was like, I want you out by Wednesday. Without even giving her like a notice or anything. Just, I want you out by Wednesday. Okay, so she ended that lease. And then she ended up going to another barn where it was in, I don't know where it is, but... It was really nice. It was a really big it was 2 acres, and it had a little barn, and we created another stall and a shed, and not a shed, a cover. She used like a white canopy that we had, and then she created a wash rack. And we created an arena. Me and Jess helped paint it, and it was so fun. And we had so much fun painting the fence. Johnny had got spooked and ripped our wash rack bar off because he got spooked, and then got spooked again because it was following him on his halter. But Jackie ended up calming him down, getting the wood off, and fixing it. So we were fine with that. And basically, yeah. And we had been there for so long, we loved that barn. And there, it had become my 1 year anniversary with Jackie. And that was just amazing. I had been with Jackie for 1 year. My first lesson was on May 9th. and it was actually crazy. So I just really loved that. And for my 1 year anniversary, oh, I totally forgot. During we were at that barn, Jackie got a new horse named Marley. So nice, so pretty. She was absolutely so pretty. And then, well, she was just really pretty. And we had kept Marley for a long time. And then Jackie's friend gave her King, King of Cools, and he was meant to be a jumper. He was a thoroughbred, off the track. He had a tattoo on his lip, so that's how we knew he was off the track. And he was a beautiful jumper. We set up little jumps for him. We set up verticals, X's, or I don't know how you call them, crosses. And we absolutely loved free jumping him. I was the first person to ride him other than Jackie. And he was like such a nice horse. I loved that horse. Her friend ended up taking him back after we trained him. So we're really sad about that. But anyways, so then Jackie was ending up going back to the barn across the street from my house. Oh, I'm so blanking out. Whenever I talk something about it, I have to talk something about it. Okay, so Jackie was training Marley to be a barrel horse. And for the 1 year anniversary, I went to her competition. I made her a certificate saying best horse trainer. I wrote her a card and I gave her a gift card. And even though Marley did not go to the second barrel, she missed the second barrel. So she went to the first one, missed the second one, and then went back and then went around the third one and came back. I was okay with that. At least I got to see her run, and I loved it. And I had my first fall at that barn, and I fell, and I got up, and you're all laughing, because I didn't get hurt, so we were not laughing. I fell, and I know I was laughing. I know we were laughing, but because I didn't get hurt, I know falls are really serious, but I didn't get hurt, and we also laughed because I got up, and I did, like, one of those gymnastics after pose, and I went, you can't see me, but, like, I stood up, and I did those gymnastics after pose, like, you did something perfect. And it was, like, really funny. So that was something I loved doing. Not falling, but, like, having fun times and laughing. And how I fell was I was bareback and I was doing barrels. And the second time I fell, it was because it was in the summer and I went with my cousin and I had a fever of 103. And we didn't know. So I was getting a little dizzy and I fell and Jackie was like, just like walk it out. And I was just like, oh my God. And then when I got home, I'll talk about my fever. When I got home, I got on the toilet thinking I had to pee. Did not have to pee. And I started crying, bawling my eyes out. And I was just so sick. My mom took me to the doctor the next day. I was like so sick. Throw up. I was not feeling well at all. And my cousin was there. So basically I had Julie, Josie, Uncle Manuel, Auntie Anna, and that was it. And basically Auntie Anna, Uncle Manuel, and Josie had left that day that we went horseback riding. So I fell asleep actually. And they left the day we went horseback riding, the day I had a fever. I slept through when they left, but I said bye before I fell asleep. And I woke up because I thought it was the morning. Okay, so I'm downstairs now because my mom heard me cry and was like that. She carried me downstairs, and her and Julie, because Julie was 18, or is 18, and she stayed with us. And basically, my mom and Julie were watching a movie. I fell asleep to the movie. So yeah, and then okay, so more back on horseback riding. We decided to move barns. When we were at that barn, I went to sleepaway camp and I did horseback riding. I had a really bad fall. So we were doing jumping, and I was jumping a 2 foot something. And I ended up jumping really badly. Not really badly. No. That is not how it went. The first two jumps were perfect, and then it was the third jump. Third jump was perfect, but I lost my stirrup. And then I turned. I didn't want to turn, but I grabbed the right rein, or left rein, actually. I'm trying to think of how I fell off. My left rein really hard, so I did a really sharp turn in the canter. I fell off, and it was on gravel, and I was in leggings, not real horseback riding pants. So nothing should have happened, but I fell on gravel, and all the gravel went on my leg. I couldn't walk. My leg was gushing blood. And my coach, the amazing coach, first of all, the head of horseback riding at my camp carried me to the, remember, this is at sleepaway camp, so Jackie's not here. So the head of horseback riding carried me to the indoor barn where we got the halters and everything. And my counselor worked in the horseback riding thing, and she's amazing. And she held on to me and walked me all the way to the nurse's room. And she had to take out gravel and everything and clean up the blood. And I had to change my Band-Aid. And I have to go to the nurse every day changing my Band-Aid. And it was kind of crazy. And I called my parents telling them that that happened. And I called my coach telling my coach that that happened. And, well, I called Jackie telling them that happened. And, yeah. So that, and then when I went back, Jackie wanted to move back to barns. So she wanted to move back to the first barn that she had, the one right across the street from my house that I was moving into, which I'm in right now. And basically, we moved back to that barn, and we were in there for a long time. And my 2-year anniversary is in, like, 3 days. No, not 3 days. I don't know what today is. And my 2-year anniversary will be not at that barn, sadly. Because we were at that barn for a long time, and that was, like, super fun. And then Jackie, mom, for Christmas on 2018, got her a 2-acre property on Jupiter Farms. And Jupiter Farms is almost an hour away from my house. Sorry for the pause. I thought my abuelita was knocking on the door. Because I won't. Sure. But anyways, almost an hour away from my house. But Jackie comes down some days a week, and some days a week to Oak Hill Equestrian Park. And I'll leave Jackie's equestrian card down below, just so you can see it. And it's, like, really amazing that I'm so happy for her that she got her own property and everything, because that's what she's been wanting for so long. And she comes down with 2 horses, usually Sky and Vegas. And we do training in the arena. So this week, it would be Hold on. I was going horseback riding the 23rd and the 24th. On the 23rd, I went to Treetops Equestrian Park. Well, it's not an equestrian park, it's a park. So, I don't know why I said equestrian, but Treetops Park. And it was so fun. There were a lot of these equestrian parks. Jackie trained Vegas because she was riding him and Vegas wasn't acting right. And then Jackie got on Sky because Sky was, like, kind of being all wonky. And Jackie also wanted me to see how she trains her horses and all that stuff. And I absolutely loved watching her train the horses, and she definitely helped me do it. And then me and Sky, Jackie was, like, back there working on Vegas. Me and Sky were kind of alone on this little path. And we were just cantering, stopping, letting her walk when I was ready. And then we were going back into the canter. Apparently, we did a side canter. And I was having so much fun with her. And Jackie was like, it's a... And I was like, I was doing a side canter. Oops. And she was like, as long as you're safe and okay with it and having fun. I was like, oh, yeah. And then the 24th would be Wednesday, and we had our other lesson. And I rode, and at that point, I was riding Sky, and then I was riding Vegas on the 24th. And my lesson with Vegas was absolutely amazing. I, like, loved it, and it was so good, and I was just, like, so happy with it. We were doing a lot of cantering, one-handed, like, neck reining cantering. We did a lot of, we practiced, because I wasn't so good at it, we practiced side walking, side seat, or like that. Where you basically push one heel into the horse and pull back so they know to walk and they're going sideways. It's really hard, but my coach does it, like, perfectly, and I'm like, how do you do that so easily, Jackie? So, basically, yeah, and where I am now is that 24th is my last lesson, like, that I've had, not last lesson, but that's where I am now, and hopefully I'm going to make another podcast. Just leave, like, a comment or, like, a review on what I, on the review on this one, and on what I can do to say in the next podcast or improve. So, yeah, bye, guys. I hope you liked my video. And, yeah, use Anchor if you want to make your own podcast.